Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Sila, Osari, any year in Gamfo. Namdi Bravo, Namdi Bravo, Namdi Bravo. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Your two hands are lifted. Everybody who have joined us on television, radio, and online, we welcome all of you. Your two hands are lifted. So, Father, we are very, very careful to say thank you. We give thanks with remembrance at your holiness. This morning, as we lift holy hands, let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart, be acceptable in your sight, God, our strength and redeemer. We give you the uttermost glory, the total worship, the optimum capacity of praises belongs to you and you alone. If you hear the noise of instruments and the voice of people, Alabaster and its affiliates, we have come with worship, with praise, with honor. Thank you. It is not our right to be alive. It is only by your grace. Yeah, we are saved by grace through faith. It is not of works that any man should boast. Thank you. We even thank you for this disobedient nation. Yeah, this rebellious nation. Thank you for your love for us, that even though we rebel and disobey, and even though we aggravate you and irritate you with all manner of wickedness, yet your love is lavished on us and brooding over this nation. Thank you! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you that in the mess we have in the worst of hospitals among the nations of our class, worst education system, worst infrastructural system, yet your ever increasing love and unfailing love is just amazing. So you keep us away from the hospitals, so you keep us good health, so you grant us, you find a way to lift us. I don't know how you do it, but thank you that you do it. You still do it. Thank you. As I said, me down, I was. Same as I was, you. I didn't ask you to walk, it was you. Hallelujah. My name is Kofi Odro. This is the World Worship and Wonders Service, the W3 Service. We are going to be with you from now until we bring the curtain down on this morning's presentation. We are transmitting live from Amponsa Memorial Temple of Alabaster International Ministry, Tesano. I welcome all of you. Good morning to you, especially those of you who are in this August house this morning. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and the 21st verses. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. This must be the focal point of everybody that has been washed and sanctified in the blood of the Lamb, whose name is inscribed and documented in the Lamb's Book of Life. To everybody who is expecting the appearing of the King in his second coming, we should be able to look at this particular premise of scripture. The Bible said there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The very same came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Our main reason for coming is not for the feast. We did not come to fraternize. We did not come to, you know, we are here to see Jesus. We want to know the Christ. We want to see the Christ. We want to know the Christ. We want the Christ to be our pleasure. We want the reason for our gathering to be the Christ, not, you know, all the other things that should be tertiary and possibly secondary. The Christ is the very reason why we sing and lift holy hands and gather. And the Christ is the reason why we have come from where we have come from this morning to be with him. Christ, we want to see Jesus. The reason, ladies and gentlemen, is because when the moment the Christ comes into your life, light comes into your life. John chapter 3 and verse number 20 and 21, they're amazing. He was talking about something in that submission. He said, "Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." But in verse number 21, but he said, "He that doeth the truth." He didn't say he that admired the truth. He that doeth. Exactly what James was talking in the premise of his presentation. In James chapter 1, the Bible said very categorically, in this he said, "He that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that because they are worked in God." James 1:21 says, you know, with humility, he said, "Lay apart all filthiness and superfluity and naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word of God that is able to save your souls." Because he went further in verse number 22 of James, the first chapter, and he said, "Be doers of the word of God as born again believers and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Because if any man be, you know, a hearer only of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his face in the mirror." The Bible said he looked at himself in that particular place and draw it and forget the image which he saw in that particular, you know, sphere. And the Bible said in verse number 25, "But he who looketh in the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, not being a forgetful hearer," yeah, when you're the free for, when you're tearful, you're the free for, "but a doer of the work, the way you are some no area for, say one me no, and will be shall." This is what the word is saying. Yakubu nguma etredi kan yi mwadio nunum. Dia wokuto. A shadow should be a mirror. A demo, now what tenemono? One yano, send the panel. ena wunyame be hira. Oh yeah. Yeah, it didn't nipa nyam ho wase nipa bi akwa sori a chance wo munye hira. Nipa bi wo no mu a wo ma ye presbyters e deacons e elders, but you want to say ho bra sema. Hallelujah. And so many angels. We traveled to commiserate with Reverend Anaya Osafo and his family last Thursday. We went to Kumasi, specifically we went to Swami Makro, apparently as Bremai. We went to the Bremai Community Center and where we had been for the event. We left Kumasi at 4 p.m. Having beat all traffic. We had crossed Ejiso at 4 p.m. And so we came by the grace of God. We hit Accra around about 7 o'clock in the evening. Now, when we hit Accra, we realized that we had had a very, very tedious traffic from the Insawim stretch. We gradually gravitated towards Amasama. Now, Kasani Ninyemu, whilst we were coming, we had heard on Peace 104.3, that was around when we got to Nkoko, we had heard, you know, that there was a massive accident at the Amasama stretch that is creating a lot of traffic congestions. Therefore, the police and the fire brigade or service had been called upon and they were exercising their due diligence. Ladies and gentlemen, when we got to that particular place, I wondered what was going on. So with the team of people that I was traveling with, I said, let us go to the opposite side of the road and drive towards the place and see exactly what the situation is. We went very close and then we realized that a very huge tanker truck had spilled over because of the rains that particular day and fallen off. And spilled oil all over the place. The fire service, thank you very much. Police service, thank you very much. We're doing a prolific service, you know, at the scene. I'm saying this to say something. Don't get bored and don't get off the hook easily. And so we were praying that this shouldn't be a deadly situation for anybody. We were praying. Then, you know, because I am surrounded with service people and all that, there were people on the crime scene that sent me messages, the accident scene that sent me messages that, Papa, this thing is not a joke. Traffic now had hit Tichamante from Amasaman to Tichamante, and the traffic was stretching from Amasaman to Achimota. Nobody going, nobody coming. Apparently, when the truck was falling off, there was a Hyundai or Hyundai Tucson vehicle. In the Hyundai Tucson vehicle was a very beautiful, pretty police officer and three other people in that vehicle. Now, when the truck fell on them, look at the image that happened to their vehicle. The truck fell on this police officer. This was, I mean, can you imagine if you were in this, such a pretty woman. Pretty woman. Sister way, when Diabolos were 41 years. This woman will be having precious children. A husband. You can see her hand. There is a ring on her finger. Move to the next image. This was exactly when they cut the vehicle to take their bodies out. This was the image of the wreckage of the vehicle. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to, you know, find a way to put it on the Facebook for everybody, you know, who are following us to be able to understand exactly what we are talking about. Can you imagine I am sitting in a vehicle like this with you? And when it hear that this thing is falling off, yet you cannot get off and run away. And you can see death is confronting you, yet you cannot escape. It will be a year, but it will be a year. I'm not joking. And I want to commiserate with the lady's family and with the Ghana Police Service that we have lost a rare gem and her family. This beautiful woman was crushed to death. Crushed to death. Thank you very much. I'm grateful. Now, let me build on my submission this morning. And this is what exactly I would like to tell you. Jesus, when he started his ministry, John the Baptist had already gone ahead of him. And John was preaching the gospel in Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 1 and 2. John was making a very simple message. The Bible said he came in those days in the wilderness of Judea preaching, saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now this morning, if you would like to title my message, it is repent. Repent. Jesus' message in chapter 4 and verse number 17 was exactly the same thing. Chapter 4 verse 17. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. When Mark was, summing it up, Mark chapter 1 verse 15 also says something very prolific. Mark, Merkus, and Peter, the Bible said, and saying, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. In other words, Jesus preached repentance and faith at the same time. His message was repentance and faith in God at the same time. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent. Because I realize that we do not understand that, in the submission of the book of Acts, Acts chapter 3 verse number 19, the same particular submission is made. The Bible said, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Repent ye and be converted. That word convert, let's put it in a different version and possibly see exactly how it is going to sound like. Let's put it there. Repent then and turn to God. Turn to God so that he will forgive your sins if you do repent and turn. Another version quickly, let's work. In this particular version, the Bible was making a submission very clear. Now repent of your sins and turn to God, so your sins will be wiped away. Yesterday, Friday night at dawn into yesterday, in the up north, MPP aspirant for, I think it's Gushegu or something, I'm not too sure about the place, had also an accident and died immediately on the scene. Now I am beginning to understand the premise of Psalm 90 and verse number 10. Umfrishi anano ewumwedi osun abrosoni ade owotwe enumubre eye ohaw ani dajuni huno itwemuntam na yetuko. Itwemuntam. It is cut off and soon we fly away. And then when he builds up in verse number 11 of Psalm number 90, the Bible said, who knoweth the power of your anger, even according to thy fear, and so is thy wrath. The Bible said in verse number, so teach me to number my days, that I will apply my heart unto wisdom. This wisdom is the wisdom of Christ that I'm talking about. It brings me to the premise of Job chapter 14 and verse number 5, where he says that your days have been numbered. He has made it very clearly that there is a boundary line before you that you cannot cross. Job 14 and verse number 5. Job, the 14th chapter and the verse number 5. Seeing your days are determined. The number of your months are with God. Yeah, he has appointed your bounds and you cannot cross it. From verse number 1, let me read from verse 1. Amazing particular finesse of scripture. He said, man that is born of a woman is a few days but full of trouble. Yeah, when you power bana wuno nina yetia or how ma or how unkwa. I'm telling you, there is no day or how imamishienipa nina ye kakrebi, but full of trouble. I'm building upon something. In verse number 2, the Bible is declaring, he cometh forth. Yeah, now we'll chat. In verse number 3, the Bible declared emphatically, and thus also have thou opened my eyes. Was windy, and I will be a many. And then in verse number 4, he said, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Yeah, not one. In other words, nobody can save himself from his own sins, iniquity, or transgression, or wickedness. In other words, Jesus Christ came and forgave your sins. Psalm 130, verse 4. The Bible said, all forgiveness belongs to the Lord. He forgives our sins and purges our iniquity. Psalm 103 and verse number 4. Yeah, Israel, no more honey, Abiasa. It is the Lord that forgives, who redeemed life from destruction and crowned thee. Yeah, you know, in Psalm 130, 130. Go there very quickly. 130, 30. The Bible says, for there is forgiveness with God, thou mayest fear. It is God that gave Christ to go on the cross and die. And so on the cross, he paid the price. And the price was a very heavy price. Yeah, a very heavy price. He paid the price of forgiveness. He paid the price of atonement. He paid the price of regeneration. He paid the price of adoption. He paid the price of justification. He paid the price of sanctification. He paid the price so that you can become a child of God. He paid that particular price. Ladies and gentlemen, after now you have been washed with the blood of Christ, you sit here, your name is written in the book of life. You are filled with the Holy Spirit. You are clean and sanctified. You are a new creation. The Bible said, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The moment you are this person, you become the head and not the tail. Above and not beneath, the top and not the bottom. You are no more ordinary. The life you live now, you don't live to yourself. You live for the Son of God, who gave you himself as a ransom for you and who loved you. Ladies and gentlemen, let me build it out. Yeah, he came unto his own, but his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them that believe in his name, he has given them power to become children of God. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He was born in the manger and died for humanity, not only for the Jews, also for the Gentiles. I stand here this morning and I want to declare, this is your Savior. This is your Lord. Yesu is your Savior. Yesu is your Lord. He is also your Lawgiver and your Judge. Your child. Therefore, I cannot leave and then trivialize, you know, this prize after I have been adopted, translated from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Ladies and gentlemen, nangyan kaniye ye abei forma akron forma ejaman for yenya nanka yam frahini, you know, nanka yam frankwachi, nanka yam frankwa, and the share dear waye and yachi adasa. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand and appreciate. We will not wait until it's Easter for us to remind ourselves of the price he paid on the cross. Yeah, the price is so dear and the price is so high. For granted. Therefore, I cannot be religious. Religious. Religiosity is when I have a form of godliness. I said, dear. Me Christuni, me tujum tise Christuni, e kasa se Christuni, me yame ni emad na tise. And so, me nimuno. Therefore, hey, me si breguo bi anywa. Ebeya tese Matthew 7:21. Breguo bi anywa. Enyo wamu ese me se uradi ya uradi ni na. Eno wasura hini ruwamu kum. Achira se yenya yewahi.
And you will be a
now him will be asam ni serious. I am seriously telling you something. And you will be a me binya. Send me Baba tonight. You know, a Christian for not yet or my yen say, woman shroom with your can woman shroom with the crown, woman to me movie. So watch it to a bunny, you wouldn't mean yet. But when you will be yaka passionately. Passionately, when in the Kurun Kasa, I want to talk to you. O Muni Mami, O Muni Papa, a bit te hapa or buttons, but a dibu will nippy. One on a Yamesuma and Ope Samen Kachel and say, even though you are in his house, repent, repent. Oh, you are not hearing what I'm saying. Jesus have gone on the cross and paid the price, therefore, you cannot go back to your vomit. And then I'm going to be one submission. I mean to me, I'm in a tear, sorry, dear. And I'm in a dear bush, and so many in a chimney. So, and yet, then I'm going to be time will be now will be one to me a machine will be in Kosovo, Yamia, Namid the tear, son, dear. A bad then was Surahini, you know, Mensaka. Repent, repent. One tear, some American. And yet, then. And a Christian, you are why? Huh? Messiah Sadriam, Menomon Sessie, Menomu Risie. Yeah, I want to ask. A yet then will be in the Yiriba, sorry, Namini Brin the Yireno, me penne Yire, a yet then I will be Pe will be Kuno, a yet then I will be Pe will be Yire, and not yet Yapa, a Yafne. We call them baby mammas. Baby mammas! Baby mammas! We are proud, say we are baby mama. What a waste. What a waste. I'm telling you. What a waste. You know, and now your side checks. They are ready. So I'm going to go to the bathroom. And don't think that was Roma when this hotel. And Crophobia, you're ready. So I'm going to go to the bathroom. They are ready. Who could have saw him? I said, darling, am I ready? Would you tenefie? Tenefie. Ne kana yaso. Tenefie kana yaso. When you super bad, when you will lose everything. I'm telling you, we'll be are prepared. Minyaya nanka ukunu baha. And no pay no word here. Ukunun tias here. Your husband does not understand. Washaye wo UTV ya. I say, ah, so free ni asori tie. Minya me kwa sorry, I'm sorry eba me kondo nyam som me kwa sorry. And so me yiri kwa sorry bi. But me yiri ni subai any suffering ni preaching, no? And God. Hey, my God, somebody help me. Tia! Me yiri subai any suffering ni preaching, no? And God. Sofono, he can down kwansam. Sofono, he kenya miyakir. But! Me yiri diye. A diya wo yano. Eye niye me di ni pako obon sem chim. And so me yiri kwa sorry wo ho. My God! So obi on ma, amin wo beti yemu. And so a diya ye kan epim no. Oh Lord my God. Nanyo mo na wo mo bo ho. My God. Lord have mercy. Me yiri kwa asori ni bi mi kunu me man mo ho me kakra obo ho me kakra mi kunu kwa asori ni bi mi kunu kura ben sofo no kakra sofo no e preachi o kenya mi adwene o sura hinie no mfa nkenta obi a mfa hinta obi a o kenya mi adwene se o sura hinie no aben obi enya adwene sakira o kenya mi adwene ka dan kwansam de chire nyame nkrofo no se wo yinyin se ntugu a e bone enie ma wo nyame akeka mo asem e wo korinto fo ngoma edikan etensia imu a e yenkon no sofo na kani na chire mikunu ya wakani na 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse number 9 sofo na ka chire mikunu se obia wo yesa the Bible said, anything that is unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. The Bible said, do not be deceived. Fornicators, idolaters, nor adulterers. Yeah, the infeminate, the abusers of themselves with mankind. This is what goes on. Wake up! I'm telling you! Insult. Suffer honorable! Oditrumu. I don't know what you say. If you were hard now. Oditrumu. What a disgust. Suffer now! I catch you in me, Kunusa. Ubia, you know, we'll go into that. I put it there. Let's work. Ubia, you know, and in the next verse number 7. So for now, you can't catch you in me, Kunusa. A crumfla! I wish all the procurement outlets and agents of this country can understand the scripture. Thieves will never inherit the kingdom of God. Thieves! Nyagana ha, kemi nimse wamu a supply gari to secondary schools. Ebro, emo, mi nimse ebro bako, ebro boto bako, iti miko 10,000 Ghana. 5,000 Ghana. Gari boto, 2,500. Na se ni pano oba sore na ye jije na so braba you kuno eba sore so funi preachi but we ye kromfo awa botai. I'm telling you, I get so amazed in this country when I see people who have stolen fowls and stolen mobile phones and stolen things like goats are serving 4 years, 5 years in prison. And the real thieves are driving in SUV Land Cruisers wearing suits, and we gladly call them honorables. Serious! I get amazed. Because them and natural. I get very amazed when you acquire galamsey, they are serving 20 years. Me person me be such excavators in a way. Where are the excavators? Excavator is not something that I can put in my pocket that can get missing. Where? I know a young man, a miner, small scale miner. The digging excavators, how much equipment? And no one saw your license. Now he goes to rent 3 excavators. So they call the concession land to be so. But the idea could do concession land. So you bet you excavators and then the DBC. I shall go to yard in airport aviation for a yard in him. Next day, I could call you know, not 2 were gone. Just overnight. Just overnight. Two was gone. I'm talking to somebody. Tears me. And was in here. Mekwa konye in ba kunuaka. Just sorry, I know what you are doing. And I do know that machine. Where are the excavators? I want to know. I want to ask. People are on contract and they have no business. They don't even have any idea about the contract. Ghana make us a match though. He said thieves will not enter. Make a cronvo. Not the covetous. And drunkards. Yeah. And revilers and extortioners. Extortioners. would try and grab, would try you be boo. But when Nina was serious, Kurubri, Miss, would try you be boo, is here. What, oh, I'm telling you. You'd be so with him when I would name see you. Serious. Who try Bible? For example, let me give you a very good example. Usidai, you are building, and you are the type of person that say, bring me estimates. Who case? Bring me estimates. That could be your first estimate in a twin chain. Now what is it kurum in a koha idea? We check it. Adia no omri yaba no check it. We bisa. Now you heard here. Mr. Mpedu, God bless you. Now, me hear, you know, wakakura say, na mekane kenu wako, nwa se wako wako jije honi yema, mekasa chira safu nubu, mekasa chira wama inu, na wama konu wako jeles, free abosu kain, was weyese, same like, you know, electricians and, you know, carpenters and masons and all that kind of thing, and all that, they bring their estimates to you. So all that kind of thing. You don't have a choice because you don't have time. Where is Kanonari among? But and go there yourself. You will be shocked that Adia you torn 1,003. You are paying 5,000. Yet on Sunday morning, this person is already here in Alabasta. Oh, hear me. Because any issue, any a buy, ya woman better than the you know, only a bad people. Repent! And the woman catcher has suffered a church who are already born again, washed in the blood of Jesus. How do you tell them to repent? Because judgment will begin from the house of God. Judgment. Repent. Yeah, we need repentance. This nation needs repentance. Yeah. Shemodi Amukoye Mankasim MP. It's the same thing they did to Honorable J.B. Dankwa Edu. Same thing they did to Marco Fori. Same thing they did to Marcus in Usogakope. The same thing. There's the same thing they did to Honorable Adam Mahama, the MPP chairman, you know, who died in 2015. Same thing! And you know, it is so amazing. And look at it. And somebody's children have become orphans. Wife has become a widow. Injustice! And in, you know, this is what we are. Instead of us to focus and get things done, look at the message. Akronfuenia umuku ayi kwamuka foni wudi fumuku onrabu ibradi awumudi jao. Muna mama omei maene no. That is an indictment on the security of this nation. Hearing rafuiti ayi wa Western Togoland fui wensinguna wumudi. Wensinguna wunimso ma threaten omei. They have threatened this nation. That they have over 4,000 armed men. Now you try it, they will release them. They will release them. Instead of us to focus on these things, we are busily from all political divide promising the unpromisable. Promising the unpromisable. Fix the problem. Fix the problem. Fix the problem. Promising all manner of things. I was shocked the other day to hear that all Okada, you know, riders are going to be replaced with cars. I go like, really? Do you know the number of people who ride Okadas in Aflawo only? How many cars can you buy? And on which roads are we going to use those cars? Fix the problem! I'm talking to our leaders, fix the problem. people can get the nerve. What is this? What is this? We deserve better. What is this? Fix the problem. We are Western Togo land finding the cuisine here. What is this? They can go to a police station and steal guns, break the armory, and police people are running away for their lives. Can you imagine that? People can go to a police station and break it down, collect AK-47 with arms, bullet cartridges with it, and take it away. And they have the nerve to send a video to threaten this nation's sovereignty. God bless our homeland, Ghana. Make our nation great and strong. Give us the boldness to defend forever the cause of freedom and of right. Fill our hearts with true humility. Make us cherish fearless honesty. Fearless honesty. Like the way I'm talking, they don't want this. Help us to resist oppressors' rule with all our will and might. Let me tell you, anybody who thinks of destabilizing this nation, God is the keeper of this nation. God is the keeper, not a human being. The Lord will watch over this nation. The Lord will protect this nation. The Lord will stop everybody who wants to destabilize the nation. I am telling you, by the time you want to raise a gun at this nation, you will not see that day. God will ensure it. This morning, I would like us to pray for this country. Beginning from today, every Sunday, by this time, 7:45, we will use it for intercession. For 7th of December, and after that, I'm calling on this country to repent. Repent, 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 repent from the bloodshed of innocent people. Repent from the injustice that are given to widows. I'm telling nurses, repent and be kind and loving to your patients. I am telling government, repent and be kind to the civil service and to the public service. Repent. How can a politician, a party communicator who have never been to university be riding a Land Cruiser, and a technocrat who has worked for 40 years doesn't even have a bicycle? Repent and be kind. Be kind to people. Because God is still the church. God is still the church. I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm telling you, I'm talking to somebody. Stroke. Cancer. Repent. When you feel an emuye, when then when you are there, buffy all over sina, buffy all over sina. Jackie go to see you. When buffy all over sina, when then when you are there, how are you going to get your own? When then ni papa after mu Kristo for tisi abonten kunto kuhunu mi eke ofe malan maboi. Me a Jeremy, call Jem Major Boykui. Where is Subanya with the best in a co heaven? And who knows that when you ask us on China, when you reassert Kania, the Bible said, and China Yarin, a Yiranita, a DN, what the best and nine, and your machine tea, what took you from the Nipa. I'm telling you, my wasumram faswa mrahini and my hini, my womram faswa and my Christ and in a hini, my Christo Yesu, intimin kasa, that's my daughter, that's my son, my wenyamentenensa, and kasa, with the mufwa, we and the pleasure, you are his pleasure on earth. Am I talking to somebody? Somebody, tear! Sorry, you don't answer. His original answer. What I would like to do before I hand over to Pastor Mehdi to lead us in the intercession. 10 minutes only praying for Ghana. Only 10 minutes. We will pray for this nation. I'm telling you. Corona by every day. Do you know that we are the third country in the whole world? Our Corona, I call for my number three country. China is number one. Isn't it amazing? Omo eko fa ba yen woman free mu yen number one. Sangrofui. Ajinya mi nebe temufu. Ready America eko mu right now. China has come out. They are the first country. There is no corona there. They are building things for us. PPEs, they are supplying. Momo kofa die wherever more supply PPEs. They are supplying ventilators to the nations. And they themselves are corona free. Yeah. Ghana is number three. The whole world. And you want to destabilize a nation like this? I don't think it will happen. I'm telling the political parties, calm down, calm down, calm down. You are too desperate. Calm down, calm down. I now understand why everybody is desperate. Hey! Mrs. Swivel Chair, Akonya Yetinemu office. Take care. 1,000. What they call near tear. Near tear. Better na umbre. Ube pre. Ube pre. Sabre ya meka se kwa hedi wa mozoka. Ani titin tindi nene. Tear. God will judge everybody. Will be will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. You will be judged according to your works. According concerning nanya me be charge in seku nyame be charge ushini mu e bon wono nyame be charge unu awotete no awotete akumasaye abotosam. God will judge it. Say a good amen. Put your right hand on your chest. Say, dear Jesus, I rededicate my heart to you. By the premise of what you did on the cross, I repent. I turn away from my sins. I receive the gift of eternal life. I am born again. I'm a child of God.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.